Wisconsin Democrats want the U.S. Justice Department to investigate a $500,000 state loan to a failing construction company whose owner donated $10,000 to Governor Scott Walker's 2010 gubernatorial campaign. And in the wake of another stinging audit, there are calls to scrap or reform the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, May 21st. We will talk with a state senator about a potential federal investigation into WEDIC and talk about what needs to happen to the Wisconsin's jobs agency itself, and welcome your questions. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Julie Lassa, a Democratic state senator from Stevens Point and the minority caucus chair. She is also a member of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So why are you asking the U.S. Attorney General's office to investigate this WEDIC loan to a top donor of Governor Walker?
Well, we called for an independent investigation because we need to get to the bottom of what happened at WEDIC in connection with this taxpayer-funded loan. We need to know if this was an instance of pay-to-play and if there were any other similar incidents that may have occurred, because what was reported in the Wisconsin State Journal on Sunday as well as on Monday was just extremely troubling, and we need to know why top aides of Governor Walker were pushing for this taxpayer loan for business committee. I mean, at one time they were pushing for as much as $4.3 million, despite the fact that the company was in deep financial trouble.
Mm-hmm. Now, just the Wisconsin State Journal reported that then Walker administration secretary Mike Hipsch was pushing for a $4.3 million loan. You say it was already evident that that company was in financial trouble. WEDIC told the State Journal that it could not find the original documents used to justify the loan. A spokesperson for Walker said that you and Representative Peter Barca, who also is calling for this federal investigation, were informed that the loan to Building Committee Incorporated was delinquent back in October of last year and that you could have asked questions then. Did you know about this back then?
Well, what the board was given was that a list of four names, and we weren't provided any of the specific details. And if you look back at the minutes of that meeting, the information about BCI that, DOA Secretary Mike Hipsch was pushing for this loan, the fact that the underwriters had grave concerns about their ability to pay it back, that then Secretary and CEO Paul Jaden thought that it was a shaky loan. None of those details were provided to us or even mentioned during the board's discussion. Or, I think what is most troubling is not that the loan was charged off, but the fact that the loan should have never taken place because of the fact that this company was already in deep financial trouble. It was not even eligible for a loan because if they would have done just the basic review of court cases, because on our forms, in order to get an application, they have to check that they haven't been involved in a court case in the last 5 years, and when it, in this case, BCI had been involved in three court cases, including failure to pay over $15,000 in taxes to the Department of Revenue. So, I mean, there's a lot of problems with this. None of that was ever reported to the board. And the fact is that in the governor's press secretary statement, she said that we have unfettered access to WEDIC staff. After they said that, we did try to get access to loan staff, as well as the vice president of credit and risk at WEDIC, and we were told no by the chief legal counsel at WEDIC that we would have to wait for a full board discussion at the end of July at our next board meeting. So we don't have unfettered access. And the fact that the governor's staff person said that is just, you know, it's just ridiculous.
A state audit that was released recently, it was the second of stinging critical audits, showed that WEDIC is still not following the law and its own policies. As someone who sits on the WEDIC board, what is the problem here? Is it staffing, a lack of organization? Why is this happening?
Well, it is extremely concerning. I mean, WEDIC has had difficulties from the very inception of the agency. And that was, as our Legislative Audit Bureau has said, as well as WEDIC's own independent auditors, it's the lack of planning that occurred when Department of Commerce was transitioned into WEDIC, which is a public-private agency. And we had, as you mentioned, we've had scathing audits where WEDIC was not tracking loans and not following state statutes. The first time, the second audit that just came out shows that, you know, WEDIC staff is still not following all of the state statutes or even its own board-approved policies. So it is concerning given the past problems that we have had. And we've made a number of efforts to try to reform WEDC to make it more accountable and transparent. But the fact of the matter remains is that Governor Walker created WEDC. This was his idea that he pushed through the legislature with Republican support. He is the chairman of the WEDIC board, and the secretary and the CEO report directly to him. He really bears the responsibility for the problems that are occurring at the agency, and he really needs to devote the time and effort necessary to fix them.
You know, the governor said never mind now to his plan to merge WEDIC with another state agency, WEDA. He said, forget about that. And he says, now let's refocus WEDIC and not have this this jobs agency give out loans anymore, so no more loans from WEDIC. What's your response to the governor's change of plans?
Sure. Well, I think it's really troubling because he doesn't seem to be paying that much attention to what is happening and what is needed in terms of economic development and job creation in the state. We talked about the merger at our last board meeting about 3 weeks ago, how the board for both WEDIC as well as WEDA found out about the proposed merger was that we were listening to his address earlier. So the boards, neither one of the boards was consulted. None of the stakeholder groups that rely on WEDIC and WEDA for policies were consulted as well. And so, you know, when he decided to pull the plug on the merger, I think that it was in response to both the audit that had come out, but also the fact that he had received significant pushback from the board members of both the organizations who really questioned the need for the mergers because the governor could not articulate why it was really necessary to merge these two agencies.
We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. And when we come back, we'll talk more about now the governor's call to end WEDIC's loan programs. And we will welcome your questions, your reactions, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Julie Lassa, a Democratic state senator from Stevens Point, the minority caucus chair, also a member of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board. She is among the state Democrats calling for a federal investigation of Wisconsin's jobs agency, WEDIC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, after a report surfaced that it was pressured into awarding a large loan to a top donor of Governor Scott Walker. We wonder what you think about the problem surrounding WEDIC. Is it time to do away with this agency, or do you think its issues can be resolved? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Before we go to the phones, Senator Lassa, your colleague in the Senate, Kathleen Vinehout, wrote a column saying it is time to scrap WEDIC. Conservative columnist Christian Schneider also wrote that it's time to end the agency. Governor Walker did call for a restructuring of WEDIC, a reform, saying that it should no longer give out these big loans to businesses and focus on job retraining rather than big loans. First off, what do you think is needed to fix WEDIC's problems, or is it should the whole thing be scrapped?
Well, I think the governor's call for ending WEDIC's loan program on Friday was just an attempt to get ahead of the investigative report that was going to be coming out in the Wisconsin State Journal on Sunday about BCI and the involvement of his top aides in securing a loan from a WEDIC for one of his MAX campaign donors. So I think, you know, it was a reaction to getting ahead of that story. And once again, the governor just seems to be out there throwing out these major overhauls of our state economic development programs. And he doesn't really have a plan. I think it has more to do with managing his public image and the fact that, you know, he's running for president and he doesn't want these type of headlines dominating in the state and then becoming part of his presidential campaign. So I really do think that what we need to do is, as Representative Barca and I, as members of the WEDIC board, have called for, is have an emergency meeting of the WEDIC board that we talk about the BCI loan, as well as the audit report, the scathing audit report, as you referred to earlier. And what are we going to do about it? We just can't continue to lurch from idea to idea as the governor is attempting to, as I said, manage his public image campaign, his public image as he campaigns for president. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's time for the board of directors to meet. The Joint Finance Committee is supposed to be taking up WEDIC's budget today. Representative Barca and I have called for them to delay that action until we have a meeting of the audit committee as well as an emergency meeting of the WEDC board. But so far, Governor Walker has seemed to be resistant to that, saying that we will be talking about the BCI loan when we meet at the end of July. And that's unsatisfactory. He really needs to come home and deal with this issue. We cannot continue to manage our economic development programs based on his presidential campaign.
Let's take a call from George in Milwaukee. Hello, George.
Yes, hi. I think that this points to, and Governor Walker was chairman of this board, I think it points to, at the very least, what one can say is kind of a pattern that he has had for many years as both Milwaukee County Executive and as governor. Just to refresh people's memory, when he was county executive, he had five or six people working under him, literally steps away from his office, who were engaged in illegal activity, mostly in terms of doing work, political work for him on state time. Those people were convicted. Of course, Walker has been able to dodge the final bullet on the John Doe investigations in Milwaukee thus far. We don't know what will happen. But I think the very least you can say about this man is that he's an exceptionally poor manager. And I don't know if that's the kind of person we want, you know, to run the whole country. You know, he seems to hire people who, you know, do things kind of like in a situation where don't ask, don't tell. You know what I really want you to do. You don't have to tell me about what you're doing that is, you know, kind of on the border of illegal in some cases, and in some cases actually illegal.
Yeah, thank you, George. Actually, George on Facebook, I think another George, says, hold them personally accountable for what they lost. Hold Walker accountable for mismanaging all of this. A reaction, Senator Lassa?
Yeah, I think, you know, it does stem from leadership and the fact that the board of directors at WEDC is very weak, and it was intentionally designed, I believe, to be that way. We don't even have the ability to hire and fire the CEO, the CFO, or the COO like any other normal board. So, I mean, the buck stops with Governor Walker as chairman of the board as well as governor, and I do think that he has to take responsibility for what's happening at WEDC, but also what his top officials were doing in his administration in order to secure this loan for BCI. And with the comments of Senator Kathleen Vinehout, you know, I do think that it may be time to make, drastic changes at WEDC, and potentially just deciding that we need to close this chapter and figure out a better strategy on our job creation programs. And this time we really need to start with a well thought out plan before the legislature and the governor acts. I think the problems of WEDC all stem from the fact that very little thought was given to the transition and the plan from the transition from the Department of Commerce to WEDC. And that's just a failure of leadership, failure of thought. And one of the reasons why Wisconsin is 40th in the nation for job creation, and we're 42nd in the nation in wage growth. And that's just unacceptable.
Our next guest, Tom Still from the Wisconsin Technology Council, wrote a column that said instead of another time-consuming audit, WEDC needs a reaffirmation of its basic mission, which includes a blend of business recruitment, company retention, and building homegrown companies. So is that what WEDC needs, just a reaffirmation of its basic mission?
Well, what we need to do is stop having the governor manage our economic development programs and job creation programs based solely on his presidential campaign and what it needs. We need him to really be focused on what the stakeholders here in the state of Wisconsin are saying, what taxpayers need, and the fact that, you know, obviously what he and the Republicans in the legislature have been doing just haven't worked. We're 40th in the nation in job growth. And so we really need to focus on what works in economic development and job creation and instead of what works best for Governor Walker's presidential campaign.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Julie Lassa, Democratic State Senator from Stevens Point and the Minority Caucus Chair, member of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board. She was among the state Democrats, including State Representative Peter Barca, calling for a federal investigation of Wisconsin's jobs agency, WEDIC, after a report that it was pressured into awarding a large loan to a top donor of Governor Scott Walker. We will get a different perspective on these issues in just a few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. So what do you think about these problems surrounding WEDIC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which is under fire after it was learned news that it was pressured into awarding a large loan to a company that was owned by a top donor to Governor Scott Walker? What do you think of this call for a federal investigation? How do you feel about Governor Walker backing away from plans to merge WEDIC with the Housing and Economic Development Authority, or now to end WEDIC's loan programs and focus more on worker training? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Just heard from Democratic State Senator Julie Lassa, who is a member of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board. Now we will hear from Tom Still, the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. His piece, Wisconsin's Economic Growth Agency Has Always Faced Scrutiny, appeared last week in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks for being here. Now, you wrote in your column that WEDIC is not the first state jobs agency that has been under the microscope and criticized by the opposing political party. How does WEDIC compare with past agencies?
Well, as I wrote, it's nothing new. It goes back, at least in my memory, to, for example, Ford, Wisconsin. Ford, Wisconsin was a sort of a quasi-public marketing agency for the state, and it was under fire almost from day one, one way or the other. And that continued through different administrations as Republicans, on one hand, if a Democrat was holding the reins, they would find some reasons to fault it, and vice versa. So it is... Wisconsin's really had almost a checkered history in terms of those agencies and how they're viewed depending on what side of the political aisle people are on. And I think that that's something that perhaps has held Wisconsin back over time.
Well, and despite recent negative headlines, you wrote that WEDIC has had some successes that we aren't necessarily hearing about, successes that aren't getting a lot of attention, like a declining delinquency rate.
Right.
So do you think these recent bad stories are tarnishing a fairly solid agency?
Well, first of all, from, you know, as people look at this, and certainly the story about BCI and that loan, which was executed in September of 2011, so... some time ago now, different leadership at the agency. That, basically, there's if you look at it, there's not much excuse for what happened with that one. But overall, you get that loan program is basically a bunch of really smaller businesses, and the delinquency rate has fallen pretty steadily going through the end of 2014. The principal delinquency rate is down. The balance on uncollectibles is down. So they have made progress with NWDC in recent years, but they did get, as Senator Julie Lassa said on the half hour before me, they got off to a probably a very rough start, and it was a rushed transition from the creation of the old creation of WEDIC from the old Department of Commerce.
Yeah. What do you make of you said there's no excuse for that that $500,000 loan to BCI, but do you think that it's worthy of a federal investigation as Democrats are asking for?
I think a really good route right now, and Senator Lassa actually talked about that, was to call an emergency meeting of the WEDIC board, lay all those cards out on the table, and begin to move ahead. A federal investigation really probably ties up things for quite a while, if indeed the federal government wants to investigate. I mean, there are so many things that come before investigatory agencies at the federal level that I'm not sure that maybe a $500,000 loan in Wisconsin rises to that level. Mm-hmm. That's their judgment to make, but we'll see. But I think, you know, the immediacy of an emergency meeting, as the senator described, seems to make more sense as an alternative.
A recent audit showed that WEDIC is not following the law or its own policies in many cases. Do you have any sense as to why it's having these troubles?
Well, again, and just to, you know, a little bit about the Tech Council, we do some things that are sometimes in partnership with WEDIC, and so I don't have an everyday inside view, but at least I'm aware of some of the things that are going on. I do believe it was because the transition was carried out quite hastily when you look back in 2011. I think they had some turnover in key positions that probably led to some of that. Their chief financial officer, I think there may have been a number of people in that position that led to those kinds of issues. I think that that by and large, you have to take a look at too at how many regulations you actually have to follow, and so in some cases it's a fairly complicated framework, and that would be true whether this was a state-run agency or a quasi-public, which is what WEDIC is. I was talking the other day to Dan Berglund, who's head of a national organization that studies these kinds of state efforts. It's called the State Science and Technology Institute. And he said all of their work tells them that it doesn't matter if it's a public agency or a quasi-public. It's really all about transparency, the people there, and how things are actually carried out. So
we have just a couple of minutes before a news break, and then we'll talk more after the news. But you wrote that WEDIC needs a reaffirmation of its basic mission. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think what's important here is that the Wisconsin economy needs to move ahead, and it needs to be firing on all cylinders if possible. If policymakers, and you know, this includes the governor and the legislature, and I think you know, really concerned people in both parties, can figure this out, then WEDIC becomes a really essential tool in the toolbox. And the reaffirmation of the mission means I think policymakers would be well served to sit back and say, okay, where are we going to put our efforts? Is it around entrepreneurial startup economy, which is most folks believe that's where most jobs are created? Is it on recruitment and retention and attraction from outside? Is it more about just creating the right climate overall in terms of economic development? What is the right mix between those three components? And that's where most states try to focus, is somewhere in that mix.
Well, we'll talk about what is needed to fix WEDIC and to get some job creation and economic development in Wisconsin with Tom Still, who is the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. We'll talk more after we check the latest news, and we'll welcome your thoughts and questions too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Tom Still. He is the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. His piece, Wisconsin's Economic Growth Agency Has Always Created Scrutiny, appeared last week in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we are talking about the scrutiny that WEDIC has been facing in recent weeks. And we are welcoming your thoughts and questions, too. Tom, I wanted to talk to you before we go to the phones about Governor Walker now calling for a restructuring of WEDIC in light of a lot of this negative news. And he says, let's scrap the loan program that WEDIC has been doing in favor of, job training or maybe tax credits or something, that to not have WEDIC give out loans to businesses. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I can understand why the governor and legislators in both parties would be frustrated, especially about, you know, the story regarding BCI and that loan and how that was carried out. But I think it's probably important to stand back and not necessarily throw out the baby with some really stinky bathwater. Wisconsin is well within the mainstream of the 50 states in doing such small business loans in one form or another. In fact, 48 out of 50 states, according to our research, and we called a lot of national organizations to double check this, 48 out of 50 states carry out such loans. In the two states where they don't directly, it's because the money is passed through the local communities and then do it themselves. In 45 out of 50 states, small business loans that are somehow through state government or quasi-public agencies are in the top five of their economic development tools. So it's something that is used regularly, not only in Wisconsin, but around the country. And an interesting piece is that a federal loan program is tied to how the states carry out loans. So, in other words, if Wisconsin were to completely stop doing this, that would mean that we would probably fail to qualify for some of the federal matching loans that go out to states and communities. So it's, there's some frustration there. I'm sure that transparency and some modified standards, which I believe are already underway at WEDIC, would make some sense. I think it makes sense also to try to maintain a program that's used quite successfully in most states.
What about the calls from some, including Democratic State Senator Kathleen Vinehout and conservative columnist Christian Schneider, saying, let's just get rid of WEDIC entirely? You don't need to throw out the baby with the dirty bathwater, but maybe there needs to be some other agency rather than this quasi-public-private WEDIC?
I think, while I'm sure people all around have been frustrated by this, to call a timeout now and try to redo this agency in some other form is more time that's lost. I think what WEDIC needs more than anything is continuity in a couple different ways. The policy direction it receives, the some of the staffing at the top, and just its ability to carry out its mission in a way that's pretty clear to those inside the agency as well as people around the state. So, in talking to Dan Berglund, who I mentioned earlier, he's the director of the State Science and Technology Institute, he said their research tells him it doesn't matter. Public, quasi-public, it's all about transparency and execution.
Well, let's take a call from Claire in Baraboo. Hi, Claire, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Thank you. I am a person on disability. I really resent this whole thing. I realize this BCI thing is just one example, but this was an unsecured loan. The documents have been lost, they're claiming. This man has a very questionable background. And meanwhile, people like me, who cannot work anymore, there are more and more cuts and restrictions on food stamps, Badger Care, et cetera, all the things that help the little people in real need. And I think it's just outrageous and frankly disgraceful for the whole state. And maybe the WEDC recipients should have to pee in a cup. And forgive me if that's crude.
I didn't get to grab for the dump button on that. No, I didn't have to. But well, Tom, you can. What about Claire's frustration there?
Yeah, and you know, that BCI loan, like, you know, everybody else in the state, I think we all read about roughly at the same time, and it did strike me that it was executed at that time of the transition, that again things were moving so quickly. As I said at the outset, I don't think there's any excuse for an unsecured loan of that size with some of the background that has been disclosed. At the same time, I think it could have been partly a product of how quickly that transition was taking place. I think her larger question is. Mm-hmm. Is sort of, you know, hey, is this money that could have been used for other things that help people like herself? There's an argument for that. There's also an argument that, in general, economic development dollars have a high return, and that high return means more jobs, more things that can help Wisconsin as a whole. So that's a philosophical argument, and I think people could easily come down on both sides. But, you know, I understand her frustration as she voiced it.
Yeah. Senator Lassa said that, I don't mean to get into an argument over statistics, but she said here, you know, this WEDIC has not had a very successful rate or as successful as you're hinting at, because we're still, Wisconsin's still, whatever, 40th in job creation. Are these economic development dollars really being spent wisely if our record says we're kind of at the bottom of the barrel?
Mm-hmm. While Wisconsin's been rising on that job creation and company creation rate, it was low going back to most administrations prior to that. It's just we tend to be a little more static state in a couple of those areas. It also, I think, again, speaks to what is the larger issue here? And the larger issue is what are some policies that we can enact at the state level that can make a difference. Now, you got to remember, Wisconsin's roughly, 2% of the national population, a fraction of the global population. Our economy, therefore, is a fraction of the global population. What are some things that will actually move the dial in that kind of setting? I think it's unrealistic for any to believe that any state economic development agency is totally in control of what's going to go on within that state's economy. There's so many other factors. So, again, I think that policy mix. Do we create the right climate? Do we focus on startups and young companies? Or do we try to go out of state and try to recruit other companies? You know, what are the most effective pieces in that three-legged stool?
Senator Lassa also... she was also criticizing WEDIC as being subject to poor management and a victim of Governor Walker's presidential campaign. She wants Governor Walker to come back home and sit down and work out these problems. What do you say to that?
Well, from my seat, it's hard to say whether the governor's presidential testing of the waters right now has anything to do with this for sure. But, you know, if there were to be an emergency WEDIC meeting and that there was sort of a timeout called while everybody sorted through things, I'd have to believe that the governor as chair of that board would be there, and that concerned legislators such as Senator Lassa, Representative Barca on the assembly side would also be there, and I think there'd be a full airing of the issues. So that may be, you know, one of the best solutions.
All right. So the governor, though, has said, you know, he has told the lawmakers to forget his idea to merge WEDIC with WEDA. And now he is saying he wants to eliminate the loan program. Yeah, let's say, Governor Walker's listening right now. Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council, who knows business and politics. What advice do you have for Governor Walker when it comes to where do we go from here with WEDIC?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the idea of a, in this case, a potentially more nimble quasi-public economic development agency makes sense, and that it is still in a settling in process that has probably been hurt by a variety of factors, the fact that that it was rushed and some of the turnover. But at the same time, I think keeping a course right now, a policy course, which begins at the top with the governor and the legislature, I think staying that course right now is the more important thing to do. Sure, there can be tweaks, but making sure that there's some basic agreement around what are the core pieces that are going to help Wisconsin's economy, I think that's the way to go.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Joy.
Tom Still is the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council, and he wrote a piece that appeared last week in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin's Economic Growth Agency has always created scrutiny. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Christy Taylor and to Caleb Lato for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. Much more to come. We're going to go on a road trip and talk about car culture in America coming up in our next hour. And coming up tomorrow at this time, we're going to talk about gun policy, gun laws, and gun politics. We'll be talking with the author of Guns Across America, Reconciling Gun Rules and Rights. That's tomorrow at this time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.